USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly 400,000 people in the United States have contracted the coronavirus. As of late yesterday's public health briefing at the White House, the death toll closing in on 13,000. New York remains the epicenter in the country with more than 139,000 cases there, although Governor Andrew Cuomo says things seem to be easing a bit. At yesterday's White House briefing, Vice President Mike Pence said,
despite the increase in losses, as Governor Cuomo articulated today, hospital admissions continue to decline.
Paper census forms are to go out today to homes that have not filled out their online questionnaire. The Census Bureau is sending paper forms to more than 65.5 million homes. People started getting notices in the mail a month ago telling them they should respond online or by phone. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is strongly criticizing the U.S. Supreme Court for not allowing Wisconsin voters to have more time to cast absentee ballots in a primary that was held in that state yesterday despite the virus. Pelosi says she is not surprised that the Supreme Court voted along party lines to force voters to the polls, risking their health in the process. She says the decision undermines democracy. The ruling overturned a previous court decision to extend the deadline for mail-in ballots so people could vote from home and follow CDC social distancing guidelines. Two people have a court date after a coronavirus prank at a Kansas Walmart. Police announcing that 29-year-old Hazel Hemrick and 47-year-old Ernest Williams were arrested because of disorderly conduct after they confessed to walking around the store and coughing on shoppers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Mourning the loss of a well-known musician.
The music world has lost a folk country legend. John Prine, who for five decades wrote rich, plain-spoken songs that chronicled the struggles and stories of everyday working people and changed the face of modern roots American music, has passed away at Nashville's Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to shake God's hand, thank him for more blessings than one man can stand. Then I'm going to get a guitar and start a rock and roll band. Check into a swell hotel. Ain't the afterlife grand?
His family confirmed the cause was from complications related to COVID-19. Prine was also an author, actor, record label owner, two-time Grammy winner, and a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. John Prine was 73.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Hulk Hogan says the world has a disease and Jesus is the cure. The pro wrestler taking to Instagram yesterday saying God will end the coronavirus outbreak if mankind repents for its sins and idolatry. Comparing it to the biblical plagues of Egypt, the Hulkster said God has taken away everything we worship, shutting down stadiums, civic centers, theaters, and even the economy. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.